Like, I think, memory for 500.
No, I think, no, we have legend.
We're overtime, too.
Dude, I don't know how you messed this up so many times.
What?
With what I have on here. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Why?
Is that a fire alarm?
What?
You know why? Because it's so hot in here.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, for real?
I know, it's flashing everywhere.
I guess we're gonna have to.
We're gonna have to
cut it up short today. thanks for listening to
Stay Tuned to CITR. We'll finish Jeopardy next week.
We'll be open next week.
It was Carly Rae Jepsen. She lived in Mission.
CITR Word Street.
Course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
Is this Randy?
It is.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How's it going with you?
It's going all right.
It's good. My name's Tristan. And
My name's Jack.
And we're Radio Pizza Party at CITR, which is the University of BC, the student kind of campus station.
Sure, that sounds great. Did you say pizza party?
Radio Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza Party.
It should be cheeseburger party right now, though, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I know. I think I've had a piece of cheeseburger pizza one time, and it was quite tasty.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. Do you have you ever tried the reverse, like a pizza cheeseburger? Has that ever been a factor?
That is one burger that I haven't tried, but I bet you'd be good because it's got the word burger in it, so that always is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Right. What would you say is the best cheeseburger in Canada in all your travels? Which one is the best one you've come across?
The best friggin' cheeseburger in Canada would definitely have to be my next one. Like, I'm always thinking ahead, right? And there's a lot of good Canadian beef out there. So, I mean, I like them pretty much all. But, again, if it's my next one or the place that's closest to me, that's the ones I like. Now, some places have onion rings. I do like the onion rings. Like, where are you guys? You guys are out in British Columbia.
Yeah, we're in Vancouver right now.
Oh, beautiful. That's nice. Now, so Sunnyvale's totally on the East Coast. And, something like Mickey D's doesn't have the onion rings. I don't know why. I think they should get into onion rings because, they're good for roughage.
Yeah, that's a huge market. I don't think I don't know if they've ever had them, at least in my experience. I think that'd be a good market to jump into.
They used to make onion nuggets.
Is that true?
That's a real thing. They do, it was like chopped up onion, like a chicken nugget, but it was an onion nugget.
Oh, wow. I didn't even have those. I missed out, guys.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah,
it's okay.
If you had a time machine, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So when you're out on tour with just Randy, how are you guys, are you missing the other guys or are you happy to be out alone? Like what's that dynamic? I imagine it's a bit different.
Well, I've been taking the Randy Cheeseburger Picnic Tour. It's a comedy tour out on the road and it's I like a good cheeseburger picnic. You know, when I had them in Sunnyvale, and one time friggin' Sam Losco, the caveman, who fricked it all up on me. You know, but it, like, I've been having a lot of fun across the states and in Canada doing cheeseburger picnics, and people have been telling me, they come up to me and they call me Randers. Mr. Lay used to call me Randers, and they say, we like having coming out and having a picnic with you, because, you know, life is stressful. You know, I've been listening to some of these people that have these stressful jobs in the military, and, you know, or they even some boys in blue. I find the boys in blue very handsome, but they say they come to the picnic and it's a little escape from the reality of stressful life, you know. And college kids, you know, at the universities and colleges, they're studying, and they need to let loose a little more. But of course, you can't let loose too much. You got to get your studies done. But we've just been having a good time because we tell jokes and we sing songs, and we have contests and games, and, you know, audience participation, and it's a lot of fun. So I do miss Sunnyvale a little bit, but I've been taking the picnic down to some of the warmer states. You know, down in Florida, we just did a Trailer Park Boys cruise, and, you know, my nipples don't even get cold on a cruise ship.
That was another question we had. When you're out touring in the prairies, what's it like getting from your hotel to the venue? Like, what precautions do you take so you don't maybe lose your nipples?
Well, I ran across one fan, and you guys have got that extreme dry cold out in the prairies, and the wind chill was crazy, minus 40. And a fan knitted me a cheeseburger scarf. For some reason, that fabric's not too bad. I put it around my neck, and it will cover up some of my nipples. So, but you got to run. You got to be quick. You got to make sure that someone's warmed up the car, or else you get frostbite belly, and nobody wants that.
Oh, yeah. And I imagine when you're out in the warmer places, too, that the shirtlessness is maybe a little more, it stands out less than back at Sunnyvale.
Oh, for sure. Down here, like down in Florida, there's all kinds of guys walk around, no shirts, lots of tattoos. Some of them are missing teeth. I don't know. We got good health care up in Canada, but they seem nice enough. They sort of yell at trees and stuff. But, you know, it's maybe the tree was doing something wrong. I don't know.
How old were you when you found out that you couldn't wear shirts? Because I know you're allergic to a lot of materials. How'd you find that out?
Well, the first time that I can remember not being able to wear a shirt, you know, you can't remember right back when you're a baby, but I didn't have them on much when I was a baby. But I'd say I was probably about 4 and a half, maybe 5 years old, because I was the first kid that was in school that didn't wear a shirt to class, and it was okay. You know, it had to be approved through the principal and the teachers, but they got it. They didn't want me to get a big dirty rash, you know. And, well, they did sit me at the back of the class a lot. But that's okay. I could see pretty good.
And then, as a youngin, did you also develop the affinity for eating burgers, or were those two events that kind of happened at the same time, or was there a good space when you were just shirtless without the burgers?
Well, I honestly don't remember a time that I didn't have cheeseburgers. I just always loved cheeseburgers, even as a little fella, but I couldn't eat quite as much when I was a little fella. Like, I could go with just a little burger, you know, they call them sliders now. I might be able to eat, you know, like maybe five sliders when I was little, but now I can eat like five bigger burgers, you know. Well, it depends. Like, I find at lunch I can eat more than I can at supper, because, you know, you're burning off the energy mowing lawns, picking up trash in the freaking playground. The bottle kids are a pain in the butt, I can tell you that.
Yeah, a question about the bottle kids. Do you find that they replenish? It's always a generational thing. Like, are there some years where there's no bottle kids, and then, like, do the older bottle kids teach the new bottle kids how to throw them? I've always wondered that.
That's what's going on. That's what's going on. The older generation of bottle kids teaching the new generation, and they just like to smash the bottles. They like to hear the smash. I mean, it really doesn't cost you anything, right? You just smash it, but it's dangerous, especially if you get some on the slide and you slide down, you get it in your arse. That's not cool.
Were you ever a bottle kid?
Never. I was never a bottle kid. I'd always kept things clean.
Good on you.
I never even peed in the sandbox at the playground. Ricky did. Ricky peed on everything. That's why I couldn't even use the slide for a while. Ricky pees everywhere. He's kind of like a Saint Bernard. He marks the territory, which is just about everywhere. And, I mean, he even knows what his pee tastes like. He's really weird. I don't know if you guys ever met Ricky, but He could be quite a crazy guy.
I haven't met him yet. We're going to have to get him on the show sooner or later.
Yeah, get the whole crew on.
Yeah.
Bubbles is the nicest guy because, I mean, he gives me advice from time to time, and he'll even share some personal burgers. Like, sometimes, you know, I might go through my personal stock, but Bubbles is nice. Julian, he's taught me how to work out a little bit. He uses nice shampoo. He's got the big muscles, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned your stock. What are some good hiding places for a burger? I find that I'm not too well versed in it, to be honest with you. But I imagine you have lots of stashes going on. How does that work for you?
Well, just stash cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
Well, you can only stash them in the fridge or the freezer. Now, sometimes when they come on sale, like the King has the 2-for deal, 2 burgers, 2 fries, $2.22. And if that comes on, you buy extra, and you just get them plain with the cheese on it, and then you can chuck some in the freezer, right? You know, but Mr. Leahy would get mad back in the day if I threw out his ice or something to fit more cheeseburgers in the freezer. But I sometimes would actually buy a little deep freeze and put like a padlock on it so that nobody would ever get in, because you never know what goes down in Sunnyvale. Sometimes people get in your trailer.
Right. So yeah. So they're always refrigerated though. That's good. I was worried that you were maybe stashing them under car seats or things like that.
No, gee, because then you could get some of the food poisoning, sarsaparilla or whatever they call that. I forget what the name is. It's close to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a concern.
Yeah, I want to ask something. What's your best tip for making a homemade cheeseburger? Like, if I wanted to make a good Randy style cheeseburger, what do I got to do?
I usually like it when you get some, like, say, some good medium beef. You know, if you get the too lean stuff, it's not juicy enough. Like, so if you stick to medium, regular might be a bit too greasy, but stick to the medium ground beef. I like making the patties more, thin versus big, thick patties, because then they cook quicker, you see? So if you want a lot to eat, you just put more of those thinner patties on, and then they'll cook right up real nice. And a little bit of salt and pepper, that's all the spices I use. And, of course, you got to make sure you got the cheese. Almost every type of cheese, I would think, tastes good on a cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that cottage cheese stuff. That's a little bit, but I bet you it tastes good. Might be all right if you didn't have any. Just use the cottage cheese. And I like the bun toasted just a little bit. And if you have some bacon, I like it when it's crispy. I don't like it when it's all chewy. And, I like the crispy bacon. That adds a nice salt flavor to it. And... oh, yeah, a bit of ketchup on there, maybe some mustard. Oh, you're laughing.
Oh,
you're making me hungry, guys.
Oh, that's, yeah. That
Sorry about
absolutely,
that.
Yeah, I'm glad I had lunch before this, or I'd be watering all over this keyboard.
All right, one thing we like
and then
to do.
Don't burn them.
Oh.
Don't burn them either. You gotta cook them, medium-high type heat. You don't want to make them black, black and burnt. They got to be just nice, because you want them to have some juice in them, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
One thing we like to do with our guests is we do a game. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's called Would You Rather. So our first one is, our first and only is, would you rather live in a world where horses have human faces or people have horse feet?
Yeah.
I guess hooves.
Feel free to ask questions. We'll kind of maybe have some more clarifying details that you might have about it.
I mean, I like horses, and they poop a lot. I like them. I think, but I like people's faces, it might be a little weird if everybody had horse faces, but at least with feet, you could maybe put some boots on or something, So I think I'd go with if everybody should have horse feet instead of the faces.
I guess with horse feet, you could probably run faster, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd get a little bit of that horse running ability.
Yeah, humans would be very quick.
That's right. And then you wouldn't have to cut your toenails anymore.
You just have to do the horseshoe thing.
Boom, there you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
I feel like we're solving problems with this. This is great.
And everyone would walk, and it would make a real cool sound.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to sneak up on anyone, and I'm sure you'd appreciate that.
That's right. Exactly. Might be a bit harder to climb a fence, though.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, you got to make some sacrifices somewhere.
Yeah, that's... I'll go sometimes. But, Randy, we're about reaching the end of our time. And I just wanted to thank you so much. I know. I'm sorry. We're really getting going there. But I just wanted to thank you for your time. If you're listening to this, which is, of course, this Friday is the time you're listening to this. It is, we got the Maple Ridge. You're going to see Randy and the Cheeseburger Picnic with Sheldon Valu. Is that pronounced correctly?
He just goes by Shell, yeah.
Just Shell. All right. You'll see Shell there as well with Randy. And that's March 15th at the Maple Ridge at the Haney. You also see him in Victoria on the 16th, Nanaimo the 17th, Kelowna on the 20th, Kamloops on the 21st, Vernon on the 22nd, and March 23rd, you'll see him in Nelson, which is nearby my hometown. So definitely check all those shows out if you're listening.
One more question. What can you expect out of a cheeseburger picnic? Like, how do cheeseburgers factor into this?
Well, the cheeseburgers, you know, like, usually people like to eat a few cheeseburgers. I don't cook them or anything. I've been known to give away a few of my own personal burgers.
Ooh.
When you're meeting new people, but Shell comes and he opens up and he plays ukulele. He's the best ukulele player in the whole wide world. I've never seen anyone wail on a ukulele like this. His fingers bleed, and he has to get band-aids. It's unbelievable. And a very good singer, very handsome young man. and he's the funniest person. Like, he's funnier than John Candy, funnier than Steve Martin. Like, he is the funniest stand-up comedian in the history of comedians.
Wow.
And it's kind of hard, you know, Randy starting after a guy like that, because I'm just Randy, you know. But after that, we get out and we do some dancing, sing some songs, we'll eat some cheeseburgers, throw them on, tell some jokes, have laughs, and we have contests for guys, contests for girls, prizes. You know, I might even need an assistant to help me out with some assistant duties, but we like to meet the whole crew of people coming out for a cheeseburger picnic. So I hope everybody comes out and has a good party with Randy.
Oh, awesome. It sounds like a huge, huge extravaganza. It sounds super fun.
If you need an assistant, you can just let one of us know. I'm sure we can find some time in our schedule.
Yeah, we can. We'll run on over.
I might just do that, guys. Maybe we need two.
Oh, excellent. Hey, sounds like a plan. Well, thank you so much, Randy, for being on our show, Radio Pizza Party. And have a great tour.
Have a great day.
Thanks for taking the time.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. You guys are really nice. You have a good one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment. Won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck. My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Listening to Radio Pizza Party
on CITR 101.9 FM. So, Jack.
What does that mean?
FM?
FM? It stands for Fine Men, which is, there are three of us in the studio currently.
Yeah.
There are also two wonderful women.
Yeah, and the M in women stands for the M as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. So,
hey,
all right, there are a lot of people talking right now.
No, there's not a lot of people talking right now, so for many, many reasons. So, this is Radio Pizza Party. Jack, can you just explain?
So, the way our show works, we usually talk about a topic, we talk about the news, we talk about guests with those guests, we learn about the guests themselves. We've talked to many guests over the years. I feel like I'm talking really fast.
You are. It's great.
But it's been 2 years since we started this show now.
2 years.
Two of the big old Y's.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Two years.
The way we like to celebrate those yearly announcements is a commentary special.
Yeah.
So last year we did this with many guests. Those guests were Ben Flynn, Stephanie Grundin, Evan Ford, and Natalie Morris. One of those has returned. His name is Evan Ford. Evan, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. I am the human bagel.
Evan, the human bagel Ford, he is back. And we're doing a commentary episode of that commentary episode. I'll bring that up for just a little bit here.
Yeah, let the people
hear it.
The Bible. Called Life.
Yeah, the Bible written by two guys I know named Scott and Scott.
All right.
Okay. We're talking about you talking you do to me in that little clip you're hearing there. We also have two new people. Two noobs who've become very prominent in our show over the past year. Why don't you introduce yourselves now?
I'm Sammy. Been on twice. I'm very prominent.
Very prominent. And who else are you?
I'm Sophie. I'm a very regular guest and star of Radio Pizza Party.
Well, I'd say Tristan and I are the stars, but maybe she can be.
I'm the star. I'm the prima donna.
You can be a special guest.
You can be like the star of Star Wars. Like,
You can be
like Bib Fortuna.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know what that is, but
that's the guy in the third one. He has like tentacles.
Okay. Anyway.
So we are listening to the commentary of our commentary, and there's a lot going on probably in your ears right now. Probably.
I would like to apologize. I'd also like to mention. In the 16 minutes and 3 seconds before this, you heard Randy from Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah, we had Randy from Trailer Park Boys on this show.
We interviewed him this week. It was great. He's a wonderful guy. He's in Maple Ridge at the
Haney.
At the Haney
tonight. H-A-N-E-Y. Haney.
You can't blame me for loving that place.
Not at all.
Evan looks like he has something to say.
How many people do you think are talking right now? Like, you know, we got
if you go
three on the first episode. How many on the second?
In the second, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 total.
So six plus three, so 9.
Plus the five.
Five.
There's 14 voices.
14 people.
Theoretically being played in this episode.
Boy.
Six of those are repeats.
Yeah.
Actually, 7 of those are repeats. 8, because Evan's in it twice as well. So there's 6 new people.
Mm-hmm. And
through 6 people are only in it once. 8 repeats.
Okay, anyway.
Anywho.
And throughout the show, maybe a few familiar voices might pop in the old phonular.
You might hear a few little phones. So let's try. Let's do our best to have our own regular show.
So, excellent.
While also commenting on what happened in the last thing. So every 5 minutes or so, I'm going to bring up the old shows and see how they're doing.
Just dust them off a little,
Oh, the guests
you know?
Are coming in. Let's hear this.
Hi, people.
I know that voice.
I know him.
This is the bagel man himself, the EFO.
Yeah. You two can get closer to the mic, by the way. You can, you know, sit up.
So,
what if I don't want to? Why don't I get the flu?
Sophie and Sammy.
That's rude, Sammy.
So this is maybe
right
your first time listening to this commentary episode. What are some impressions you guys got?
I'm very confused.
Now, you can, in terms of impressions, you can also do impressions of the hosts or the guests if you'd like. Just
this is just
you.
My comment on the episode. I have a very large headache just from being in this room.
That's fair enough. There's a lot of lot going on in this room. But hey, here we are.
Here we are. So outside, I'm not sure, outside just in my eyes, there's a big beer fest going on. So if you see any people come on the radio and they come in and they're selling beer, that's why. That'd be crazy.
That'd be wild.
That'd be wild.
We can turn out the monitors out there, right? They even turn those
on. Oh, I think so. I think so. Now they're looking at
it. They're kind of looking at it.
Yeah, one guy looked at me. Didn't seem
too.
Oh, he's looking at me.
Thank you for the gummy bears.
Okay. So this All is just right. some fun inside
just some
humor.
Fun, yeah, it's great because you can only hear this and you're probably listening to it days later. Why don't we go through the news? I don't even think we were doing this segment
last time.
I've never heard of the news segment.
Well,
this
somebody's not a long-time listener, is he, at all? Shall we?
Okay, yeah. Shall we go on to our segment? Some news to discuss.
Some news to discuss.
Can you think of anyone in particular that might be an alien?
Wow, great question. Can I think... Anyone in my life who might be an alien.
Ukrainian politics. Funny.
I don't know. Tristan's asking me what's going on. Somebody's calling in and talking about aliens.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going back 2 years to figure out what's going on there.
Okay, all right.
All right, so here's some news about today. Today, in 280 AD, Sun Hao of Eastern Wu surrendered to Sima Yan, which began the Jin Dynasty. Just if we're going back through history.
Does this have any relation to Jin itself?
No, it's with a J, unfortunately. Ah. It wasn't the London Dry Jin Dynasty. As much as I would have enjoyed that. Next, in 44 BC, Julius Caesar, dictator of the Roman Republic, is stabbed to death by Marcus Junius Brutus. I'm not going to read all these names.
No, read all the names.
Gaius Cassius Longinus.
You can't say that on air.
I got Longinus.
And Decimus Junius Brutus and several other Roman senators on the Ides of March.
Wait, Jack, can you turn this up? This is my favorite part in the episode.
I thought for a year I thought your name was Tristan Skirlfriend, which I thought
good,
was weird.
Good bit.
That
That's when we had Steph on.
Yes. We had Steph and Evan and Natalie and Ben on.
Great.
Terrific.
Oh, this was when we picked a topic in the first year's first episode. We're having a great time. Sorry, everyone else.
Okay. So, the Ides of March is today.
Yeah. This is a movie with George Clooney.
The Clunedog himself.
I think Ryan Gosling.
I think Ryan Gosling's in it.
Popcorn classic for sure.
Never heard of this movie.
It was about a journalist and a politician, I think. I mean, what movie isn't if you really get down to it? Smurfs 2, classic journalism movie.
Can we get an audio trailer from Jack?
And then as Jack's,
you want me to get,
as Jack's pulling that up,
we want you to act out the trailer audibly.
Yeah.
So okay. So
not physically.
Tristan, can you help me out here a little bit? Can you be Ryan Reynolds? Oh, I'll be George Clooney.
I was going to be the voice. Over.
Oh, okay, Evan.
And then maybe Sammy can
be. Yeah, Sammy, can you be George Clooney and I'll be Ryan Gosling?
I've never even heard of this
movie. Okay,
okay, that's
so
fine.
Here's what I think the premise is.
Well, no, let me start the premise. I'm the
one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
In a world where one of the guys on the show is a journalist.
I gotta catch this story, man.
And the other's a politician.
I do politics.
I'm catching sources. I'm going to dig into the politician's history.
And now, they have the a scene where they're both yelling because to show the drama of the movie.
You're lying about that coal refinery.
You're a terrible person. I hate the freedom of press.
There's a woman involved in this movie, I think.
Oh my God, a woman?
And then the woman comes in as Sophie.
Well, hello there.
This old maid is getting in between us and our story.
She's eating a piece of steak. And then,
why did we bring her to this restaurant?
And then the thing finishes with a little snide remark from one of them. Then it cuts to black.
I hate you.
So
that's Ides of March. Came out on March 15th.
I think I got a good gist of the movie.
Yeah, it involves a steakhouse.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I did not get the steak out of that, but you know.
Well, Sophie was eating a steak. You heard those noises.
Yeah, the Foley artist.
Yeah, we.
The Foley artist of Sophie.
The Chris Foley artist.
Yeah. I nodded to
Another
Jack.
Piece of news. In 1917.
Whoa, let me. I want to read the news.
Oh, all right.
In 1917.
Good luck pronouncing the next word.
Can you do this? I'm too scared. I'm too nervous.
All right. Tsar Nicholas the.
No!
The II of Russia abdicates the Russian throne, ending the 304 year, not 300, Romanov dynasty.
RIP.
It's an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lasted 300 years?
Oldest man in history. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people think it's that smoking kid in Indonesia. No, it's actually.
Do you think if he smoked in one sitting a lifetime's amount of cigarettes, he would die?
Tristan has been asking me all this all night. Okay.
I mean, do you think this czar was vaccinated?
He no, wasn't. He was really sickly. He was sickly.
That was his kid.
Sickly. He was the kid. So cool. Lee.
He was the kid.
No, he's both. It
Tsar
was...
Nicholas II was Lee. Sickly.
Yeah, Lee, his son, sick. Was sick.
He wasn't vaccinated. Oh, wait, no, he had Rasputin's weird medicines, didn't he?
No, that was their
he
kid.
He could teach the Bible.
All right,
like
I'm just gonna. Can I photo?
Oh my
fade
goodness.
Out
okay.
All right, Tristan, I think the answer to your question is you would die of smoke inhalation.
Yeah,
isn't that the goal is to inhale the smoke? Because I don't get it.
What if you ever inhaled any smoke, you died?
Wow.
I tell you what, the human race would be in a lot worse position.
I feel like people would have died like as soon as we discovered fire.
Yeah.
Like as a blanket, everyone. Because
everyone.
I'm sure there are people on this planet that are very sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But as a species, that'd be probably problematic in the cave
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I'd say dying as soon as you inhale smoke, canceled.
Yeah, canceled. Problematic.
Way too problematic. Sophie's heading out.
Sophie's sick of this.
Sophie's done with us.
What's the other? Do we have another piece of news of
we
history?
We only had three. I can look up more.
We didn't go through all three.
Yeah, we said Ides of March. We said Sun Hao.
Oh, wait, oh. Then we didn't say a third one.
Yeah, I said Julius Caesar.
Oh, right.
I pronounced Longinus for you.
Oh, right. I'm so sorry. Whisper right into the mic,
Whisper,
guys.
Whisper, yeah, we can't hear
in
it at
between,
all.
In between the two of
Why
you.
Why don't I just fade up the thing if you guys want to chat out.
Oh, it's not a Bo Jackson situation. I was mad about something.
The great part is you can't tell when it's us.
I guess I was mad about something there. Oh, is that Evan now? Or is that?
I ate some fish. I had a nice salmon.
Was it a mud skipper?
Was it a mud skipper? Evan, was it? Did we ever
was
get
it
to that?
Was it a mud skipper?
I cannot remember for the life of me, but it was a tasty fish.
You just know. Have you ever eaten a bad fish?
Absolutely. I actually, topical story. I was having some nice poke the other day. About
you're having some poke?
Some poke.
Some
Japanese poke. But
you were having some. What was it? Sorry, was it
poke?
Poke. Evan was having some poke.
Well, an hour later, it was bad fish.
Hey!
That's the end of that story.
There was no spoken word breakdown in that. Like
no,
you know,
that was by
Western
that was by Myron Florin, the poke king.
Wow, is that a real man?
I mean, the photo of him looking a little bit sunburned.
That's Photoshop, Jack. That's you.
There's a movie about him. The Polka King.
Tell me about
Jack
it.
Jack Black plays it. him. It. Him. Yes. Her. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, we has ordained the king.
We have a theme.
We do?
We do have a theme. I wrote it. It's two words. Two very cool words.
Cool.
Why don't I just play the theme song?
Oh, I don't even know if that... But at this point, that could be from any recording. Maybe to provide some content for the listener, too, we are maybe a little bit jumbled because there was a fire alarm right before we came into the studio.
Yeah, we're a little bit frazzled.
Yeah.
It's like frazzle rock.
We didn't get frizzed by the fire. We're good.
No, my eyebrows are... All together. How's everybody else's eyebrows doing? Can we get an eyebrow check?
Not good.
What's wrong with you?
Flammable, but okay.
What's wrong with
you? Well, I didn't get frazzled, but I got frizzed. My hair is, like, positively circular. Yeah. Why
don't we have some beach? Let the record show Sophie is sitting here with a full afro.
Well, no, it's like walking into CITR, it's just you just get like abomination of just humidity from the studio. So it's frizz city.
There were 14 people in here.
Yeah, it was... absolutely packed. The Music Collective show is before us, as they are most days. Most Fridays at 6 o'clock, which is when our show comes out. And that was sort of what happened to us. Stop playing with the mic. You can hear it on air.
Yes, so, Jack, we have our topic, and what is it?
We do, yes, sorry. Our topic is new beginnings. Because
new?
This is when I start my New Year's resolution. So I'd like to go around... and get some New Year's resolutions.
Can we vote for another topic change? I'd rather, what would be your gang memo?
Gang?
I feel like memo is not the right word. Maybe gang motto. There we go. If you started your own gang, what would be its motto?
That can be a question we can ask later, but the overall topic is new beginnings. And the first question we're asking
is what's the gang? Your gang's motto? I like that. Sammy.
I'm getting railroaded here.
If you had a gang, what would you think its motto would be? Also, is the other recording still playing? Oh, it's Simpsons Are Feral Children. Turn it up a little.
Simpsons are
yes! All right, everybody.
I made that with my good friend Nick.
Who we may hear from later.
We might hear from later.
Nick is he's a first-time, long-time that's been calling into this show for...
He only called in a few times, but a lot of other weirdos call in.
Yeah. Nick, without the mask on, like Future, has only called in a very limited amount of times. So, sorry,
gang motto, Sammy. We didn't mean to interrupt you.
Totally, no. Yeah, I think my gang motto would probably be freedom of the press. Just that.
And Sophie, got any gang motto?
Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well.
Ooh. Wow. I'm impressed at that one. Mine would be hugs and knives. Kittens forever.
I guess mine would just be like, let's gang up on people. Let's gang it. Let's gang.
Let's gang?
Let's gang. That's me. Let's gang. And then all my people would be like, whit, let's gang.
Like Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, Avengers Assemble, let's gang. So like when you see my gang people walking down the street, you'll see them and they'll be like, let's gang. And then if the person says, let's gang, back to them, then they know they're safe and they don't need to.
What's your color scheme for your clothing?
Oh, this is a great discussion. I'm into this.
Paisley. I think a paisley shirt. Everyone's wearing a paisley shirt.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
You're laughing.
I don't laugh on this show. This is a very serious show.
Paisley
this is current events.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I want my gang to have it.
Cool. Yeah. Glad we're on the same page.
I am too.
He wants to see it more, Sophie. How much more clear can we be about this?
God, I'm so sorry.
You should be. My motto would be lock and load, you bunch of toads. And then everybody, it's the same kind of thing. I'd bust into the clubhouse up that big tree in my backyard at home. And I'd go, lock and load, you bunch of toads. And we'd all grab our skateboards and roll down the street.
And I'll be wearing green spacesuits.
Well, not quite.
No.
It'd be light blue. What would everybody else's color schemes be?
I'm very colorblind, so to be fair, I mean, I don't really know. I think I'd go with a nice aubergine.
Wonderful.
Wait, like an eggplant? Isn't that what that's called?
Yeah, an aubergine is an eggplant.
An aubergine!
I mispronounced it.
An aubergine!
Ah!
I tell you what, I'm over you interrupting me.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
A little bit loud.
Just ad-libbing. I love it.
Bam.
Let's gang.
Speaking of ad-libs, let's see what's going on.
Oh, it's an ad. For
We play enough of them for us. Let's not explain what that one is too much.
You guys, yeah, it's an ad. I believe we still have that one on regular rotation.
Yeah.
So, Sammy, your color scheme. I don't know if we got to you there.
We also skipped Sophie.
Oh, so well, I was going to go back around.
Yeah, for her interruption, she can go last.
Yeah, point stocked.
Yeah.
Evan, stop sniffing the highlighter.
It's that classic highlighter smell.
Give me a
that
whiff.
That kind of vinegary, like, you know how...
It does smell like vinegar. I didn't expect it to smell like vinegar, though.
Oh, that really smells like vinegar.
We're smelling a marker on our... commentary of the commentary episode,
right after
everybody.
We've landed one of our biggest guests ever. We're all passing around a highlighter
it
and listening to two other episodes of a radio show.
I feel like it's topical, though. You know, Randy, we're sniffing a highlighter, you know?
That's true. That is very Randy. Boy.
Welcome back. Oh. That was good. I like that little. So, Sammy, what would your color scheme be?
It would be all black, but we'd all be wearing toques, that highlighter yellow. Like the one I have
I
that
like
nobody
it.
Likes.
I like it. And if you're wondering, it's a classic highlighter yellow.
It's a sharp yellow.
Yeah.
Real sharp.
It's like a sharp cheddar yellow.
It's definitely not classic highlighter yellow. I think it's like a staunch yellow. That's
staunch.
Like Sammy's beanie yellow.
Talk right into the mic if you could.
Sammy's beanie yellow.
Thank
staunch
you.
Staunch color scheme.
Sammy's beanie yellow.
Like a bumblebee.
Jack.
Yes.
I know we love talking. We love hanging out.
Oh, we love talking.
We love talking. I think that's the
honestly,
mainstay from this radio
if it's
program.
One of my... If there's one thing I've been told, it's that I love to hear the sound of my own voice.
We should go to a quick little break, though.
Let's go to a quick little break.
So
we're going to play a song by Devours. It's called Garnet Graves.
Yes.
And we'll be back in just a few shakes of a rabbit's tail.
Yeah, we will.
Bye,
and
everyone.
We'll be back with the commentary.
Bye-bye.
Heaven is wide, I'm floating above, an ocean of wax, evading the sun. No wisdom.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
We should say our favorite
radio
pizza party episode.
Hey, everybody.
We're back.
Right, we are back.
Stephanie, would you like to go first?
Hey.
First.
A little bit of a hey. Back the first time I was on.
We are back with
Johnson Dave.
Myself.
Wow, yes.
It is Jack Lamming here. Sorry, I have that way too loud. It's Jack Lamming here along with
Tristan Wheeler. And Blumenfeld.
Blumenfeld, the human bagel.
Sophie Galloway.
Galloway.
And Sammy.
No, smart. She's a mono. She's a mononym.
All right, you are listening to Radio Pizza Party. This is our second annual commentary special. We are listening to our first annual commentary special, and we are talking about what's changed this year. What's been going on? In and outside the box, which is
a year in review.
A year in review.
Sophia,
with all of you.
Yes,
what has happened to you for this year?
Oh boy, well,
like you'd find in the ocean.
In January, me and Jack had our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah,
I went to see Robin. Also, yeah.
the other week.
That was fun. Saw Robin live. What else has happened?
Since last March.
Since last March. I've been skiing a few times. Over to someone else, please.
Define a few, please.
Define a few. The last
5 minutes are literally three times.
I said two earlier.
You can still rip harder than Evan.
Oh!
If she's talking about a piece of paper.
Yeah.
All right, Evan, what's been going on for you since last March 15th?
I'm back in school. I'm no longer a working man. I no longer have money, so send help.
No, thanks. Tristan, what have you been up to?
Oh, this BS. Just every week.
This beautiful stuff.
Yeah, a lot has happened to me.
Run me through some of it.
I got a job.
Whoa.
I got another job. I wrote like a thing.
Whoa.
I like won an Academy Award.
What was it for? Was it for sound design?
Oh, it was one of those lifetime achievement ones. I'm like, not even something specific.
That
like,
means your career's cooked, bro.
I can never work in Hollywood again.
You're done here.
Sammy. What is that?
Sammy, what you been up to?
What about you? What about you since last of this March 15?
Ooh. Worked at Whole Foods for a total of like 4 shifts and quit unexpectedly as a dishwasher.
They unfortunately did not make you whole, did they? They did not fill that void.
Absolutely not. I was a fragment of a person.
Did they feed you? Did they uphold any part of the deal?
Actually, yeah. I sometimes got free food from the bakery. It was really sweet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was the food really sweet, or was the experience really awesome?
Yeah, the sentiment or the food?
The sentiment of the food was really good. The food was really good. The job sucked, but I'm glad to be out of that. And I started working a different job that I liked.
Nice.
Cool. So that's the only 2 things that have happened in a year.
Yes, I'm a hardworking woman that's nothing else.
Yeah, you take things slow.
Ooh, no, yeah. I did a journalism. That was a good.
Oh, those are good to do.
I did some good journalisms.
I've been known to do one of those myself.
I have not.
No.
You Google my name, there's nothing there.
It is brutal.
It's a void.
There's a football player, but that's about it.
Really?
Tristan Wheeler.
Oh, yeah, Tristan Wheeler goes to, I believe, the University of Richmond, but not Richmond, B.C.
Tristan Wheeler sounds like somewhere where you'd get cars from.
Hey, I'm Tristan Wheeler. I got the sickest pre-owned Acuras. I got Imprezas.
Like, if I Googled Tristan Wheeler, it would just come up with a used car dealership.
We should try this.
No, if you Google it, you find some football players. But yeah, it does sound like a used car salesman. He sells Hondas.
No, not the salesman, the dealership.
The dealership. The dealership.
Tristan Wheeler.
Tristan
Wheeler.
They sell
18 and 4 wheelers.
Only things that can be classified as wheelers.
Yeah.
Hockey players
Wait,
also.
Did you guys ever have when I went to middle school in Canada for 9 months, and they, whenever anyone was popular with the ladies, they would say,
wheeling,
he's
yeah.
got wheels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
You can drive.
Got wheels. Yeah. Tristan, have you got
and
wheels?
And if you were at a party and they were people were like about to hook up, you'd walk by them and go,
gross.
Yeah, it was really
like that.
Gross. I didn't like it either.
No one said that about me, to no surprise of anyone in this room.
They said, it's Tristan Wheeler in name only. They said that at his graduation.
He was riding the brakes a little too hard.
Tristan Brake Rider, they should call him, really.
I'm just looking up the football player Tristan Wheeler. We should get him on the show.
We should get him on the show and Bal from Cindy World.
Yeah.
I will get him on the
Bal!
Show. Bal! Let's hear what's going on back in time a little bit. That's
two
one of the
times,
things about radio.
Two layers.
This is great. We can hear like a third of what Evan said.
Yeah.
These mics, Evan, apparently you have to talk
dead
into him.
Dead,
yeah, Evan
dead
wasn't
man
talking into the mic
right
here, apparently.
Still
like
not.
Larry David
dead
right
man
now.
Talking like this show. Ah, whatever. I'm out of here anyways.
Yeah, please. Go.
I can only. Ben. A notable subtraction from this year's show.
Yeah, he had to, I guess, look at a dog. What was that situation?
He, and see, here's the thing with dogs. His family has one. And the dog, whose name is Brandy, who shall remain nameless, is at his apartment in Loheed, and he can't really go take the 3 hours it would take to drive out here, do the show, and then get back and leave his dog alone.
The dog's pretty slow. I think he'd be fine, you know?
He would be fine. I think he was also finding an excuse to not come on the show. He's also clearly not listening to this right now because he's Ben.
Yeah, that's...
And he hurts my feelings every day.
He's a sore fellow.
He's a sore fellow. Speaking
for
of which,
he's a sore fellow. For he's a sore fellow. For he's a sore fellow. And nobody
really
likes. No.
And many more.
That's okay. This is a very spit safe zone
I'm
in here.
Spat everywhere.
Trust me, the amount of spit in your pop filter.
Oh, in the thing in front of
you.
Yeah. I did want to say that the show has changed a lot.
The show's changed a lot. We do a lot more ASMR now on this show.
As long time listeners, what are some noticeable things that you've missed, maybe that you wish would come back, or that you're happy you're gone?
Yeah,
this is a question for us.
I'll send that to you guys first, and we'll go around.
I miss spinning the wheel for the topic.
I don't know if that's anything we've ever
We randomized it for the first month.
Yeah, it was very.
Topic.
And then we realized that going into a topic completely blind with no knowledge isn't the best way to run a radio show. Evan, what do you think?
I missed the debates.
Evan was on one of our more legendary episodes, according to Evan.
The debates were very catching.
Yeah, they're very ear-catching. We had Yeah, you know, it catches your ear like a fishing line.
What were some of those topics?
Remember. All right.
I don't remember either.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah, hit me
with it. Can I just say massive shout-out to Tori Lansdowne listening on air right now?
Hey,
anybody got anything else to say?
That's
We love you, Tori.
Love you.
That's not how you do it. Oh, we got a call coming in.
We got a call.
Let me see if I can do this.
Bumble.
Oh, that's not it.
Oh, answer the call. Jack, stop being silly.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Who
What's
are we
going
talking
on?
To here?
It's your favorite composer, Nick Morgan.
Morgan!
It's Nick Morgan himself.
The man whose handiwork makes the show work.
And has made this notable clip. Jack, turn it up. Okay, very, very good. So,
fantastic,
Nick,
buddy.
Nick, how's it going, my fellow?
I'm doing well, actually. I'm out of my sling right now, and I'm just relaxing. You're talking about sore people. I figured that was my cue, and I still kind of missed it.
Yes. Hi, yes. Nick.
Hello.
Hello. We follow each other on Twitter.
I'm sure. I've been using Twitter, but I'm almost certain I follow almost everybody that's.
Do you follow at Ugly Blender? Do you want to
follow at Ugly Blender right now?
Okay,
this is a threat.
Happen live on air.
Is this watch things happen live with Andy Cohen?
Yeah, this is Andy Cohen. So Jack, or sorry, nah, there's too many names in here. So Nick,
yeah,
my man. What? Okay, we're talking about things that we miss of, or we were happy or gone of the RPP legacy. Is there any notable additions to that you think can think of?
It's really a tough call because you've added a lot of things that are way better and dropped the things that didn't work in your opinions.
Little qualifier at the end.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that little qual there.
It's because I can't say anything specific, but if I did come up with something
say
later,
something
I don't
specific.
Want to be able-
Yeah, or say something general.
Say something general. I miss that I don't call in enough. I miss myself.
You miss that you don't call in enough? So you say you think you call in too much now?
No, I'm saying I called more at the beginning, and then I haven't called enough recently because I've been hiding in my little hole.
You've been hiding in a hole?
Well, sort of. Of sorts. A hole of sorts.
Of sorts. Okay. This is interesting.
This is a variation on a hole?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got like, it's a very comfortable hole. It looks like a bedroom, but it's sort of a.
Is there dirt?
There's so many sounds coming through. I don't know what.
That is understandable.
Evan asked, "Is there dirt?
Is there dirt? Not presently. There was actually not too long ago, but that was because of my cat."
Since when did you have a cat, and can you tell me some more details about this cat?
Well, I've had a cat for 6 years for the one, but this one's a recent cat that I've gotten in December.
You think you'll keep him?
He's a brown tabby.
Aww.
Brown tabby, and would you say this brown tabby is a little bit flabby?
He is, actually. He's getting a belly. My dad calls him lead belly.
Lead belly! Hey!
Sammy, I understand that you also got a cat recently. Did you have any fellow new cat owner discussions to have with Nick?
Or shenanigans.
Yeah. Or shenanigans.
I have so many things to say. I got two kittens. How old is your cat, your new cat?
He was 6 months when I got him, so I guess he's about 9 months old now.
Oh my gosh. Mine are like, I think 4 months or something. My mom's listening. Maybe she'll call in and fact check me.
Yes, Sammy's mom, if you are listening, call in at 604-822-2487. We would love to hear some
cat facts.
You
don't know how many people listen to this podcast. We're going to get hundreds of calls now.
As we always do when we call out the
phone
number.
Speaking of kittens, I have the best product for you. Have you guys ever heard of kitten mittens? Do your cats stick to everything and need some mittens? Because kitten mittens are for you.
Actually, that might be a good idea. My cat scratched me in the eye the other night.
You got scratched in the eye?
Yeah, he was like he's decided that he likes to mimic me a lot, and he's really timid, so he only likes me in the house. He doesn't like anyone else that lives with us. And he notices that I sleep on the pillow, so he started to sleep like directly next to my face on the pillow. And sometimes when I stop petting him, he gets mad, and he clawed me directly in the eyelid.
Okay, and you still kept the cat.
You didn't yeet it into a hole.
No, not like throw, you know what I mean. I let him, you know, you discipline your cat. You grab him by the scruff and you say no.
Yeah, that's why I save the rod, spoil the cat.
The rod?
Yeah, like that expression, save the rod, spoil the kid.
Keep the cannoli?
Yeah, take the cannoli.
Take the cannoli, rod the kid.
I was trying to take notes while I was listening. The conversations are going by very quickly.
Do you want us to...
why don't we listen to what's going on in our commentary of our commentary?
Oh, so it's not... I guess big, but I guess it's not... Like, I was expecting you to say something...
It's manageable.
Something
crazy.
let's let the listener wonder what Ben is saying is big but manageable there.
Nick, you can hear all that on your end, hey?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
There's probably a lot going on.
My name, but then next year, who knows?
Next year, I think the world will not last to then, but if
no,
it does.
Probably not.
this
right?
This 3-year thing is going to sound insane. Sorry, what was that, Nick?
I said 2012, right?
Yeah, next year's 2012.
Right. Yeah, I forgot. I was going to use a joke, but I forgot the actor's name.
John Cusack.
Thank you. You're going to be the next John Cusack, by the way.
Wow, the next man from High Fidelity.
That's a specific reference that me and Nick know.
Deep cut.
I showed a film at a film fest for like teens.
I don't care.
Okay.
All right, go on, man. I guess there's been an outcry from the audience.
I showed this film, and at the end of the film, a guy, like an adult man, came up to me and he's like, "You're gonna be the next John Cusack, bro." And I was like, that's a strange thing to say.
It took us weeks to even consider what that meant. Like, we were just debating, and your parents were just mad you didn't win.
Your parents were mad you didn't win?
Oh, my parents are mad always.
He comes home with an award. There. God damn it, Tristan, why'd you have to win?
No, there was some kid that figured out how to use After Effects who won it.
Ooh.
Yeah, did theirs have art like mine did?
No.
If you find that video on YouTube.
It's so good. Oh, what is it called, even?
The Artist Process.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So check it out on YouTube.
That's, if you want to imagine what kind of hole I've been living in, that's basically it, right?
the extended works of Tristan Wheeler.
Great.
My notes here, Tristan.
Oh, you got notes.
I have notes for the gang-related activity you guys were talking about.
Right. What about for the Gangnam Style-related activity we were talking about?
Hold on. Actually, before I even go on to that gang-related activity thing, Gangnam Style, I showed that to Tristan with that, had 100,000 views, and I still want credit for that.
Who would like to give you props for that? Would, like, anyone sigh to be like, yes, the first 100,000 people can come to my mansion?
Why not?
Yeah.
True.
We saw Gangnam Style sub-mill.
He's going to rent out Penticton and be like, all right, guys.
Maybe that's a good question for the room. When was the first time you saw Gangnam Style?
I remember somebody showing it to me in the bus loop of my high school.
I said people in the room, Jack.
I'm
Sammy.
In the room.
I think I was just like curious because I saw people talking about it on Facebook, and I'm like, I want to be part of this. And I watched it. It probably had over 1 million views at that point. And I really want that 2 minutes back and every other 2 minutes that I spent watching it afterwards because I watched it a lot.
So you were just...
Wait. Would you say that you were curious?
I was going to say that.
Nick, I'm going to need you to stop immediately. I'm going to block you on Twitter. Thanks for the follow, though.
So am I just out of the loop here? What's Gangnam Style?
What do you mean, what's Gangnam Style?
Come on. Is it the town in Korea?
No, it's the man who sang about it. It's the song by the man who sang about the town in Korea.
Ah. I mean, news to me, you know? Living under a rock.
That was the dance.
It was the first video to
the
hit
the dance, of course. You know, I'm all about the dancing. The sound, not so much. You know, I listened to all my music videos with the mute button on.
Didn't you watch YouTube Rewind? It's K-pop time.
Yeah, that was a great one, you know? I mean, best video of the year, in my opinion, you know?
Yeah.
You turn that sound off, you watch it, and it's like, you know, you can just spend hours, like, rewinding the whole thing over and over. It's great, you know?
You a serial killer?
You laughed like a prospector.
I've done it again.
Jack, could you turn Nick up a little bit?
I'll turn Nick up a little bit.
Yeah, just because he's
I'm trying to be fuzzy. Funny. I need to be loud.
Yeah, exactly. We need
everybody knows the louder you are, the funnier you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus. So why don't we turn up I feel like I can't hear now the old one. Can you turn that up a bit, see what's going on in our commentary? The issue
is hitting the streets and it's over. It's a PSA.
It's a PSA for Discord.
But I'll turn it up.
Yeah, keep it there. I feel like it kind of got lost in the cacophony.
Yeah. Now, not that there's enough cacophony at all with somebody calling in and 5 people in the studio. Let's get an old PSA in there.
So Sophie, what was your first Gangnam?
Why am I being targeted?
What was your first Gangnam Style experience?
I don't remember my first, but I remember everyone after that.
Run me through them all.
I thoroughly enjoyed Gangnam Style. I bought the song on iTunes. I listened to it on my iPod. Yes.
I got a Keep Calm and Gangnam Style T-shirt once. for Christmas.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got. It was a Keep Calm and Gangnam Style T-shirt and the first three series seasons of Big Bang Theory on DVD.
Who on earth gifted you?
I'll take my answer off air.
Okay.
Well, I gave you that for your 21st birthday.
Oh, so that was me. I've got it twice then.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoa, what's going on in this? Oh, we got an. Whoa, is someone else on the line?
We can do two.
I think we can if you do the left hand side. Yeah, there you go. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Tori!
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Tori.
Hi, Tori. Hi. Is Nick still on the line too?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah! Here we go.
Party!
Okay, so we got a double phone call, 6-5-3-2-1. How are you doing, Tori?
Great, thanks. I didn't want to interrupt. It's Nick, is it?
It's
what we do.
It's okay.
Anyway, while we're on the topic of t-shirts, that's the last thing I heard. And thinking about the year in review, I think something that should change about Radio Pizza Party is maybe your guys' t-shirts, maybe get some new ones.
We've been told that before.
That's true.
I remember Calvin Klein came out to me a few weeks ago and said, "Jack,
yeah, I gotta get the Gucci gang. You know, we're gonna. This is the gang. We're talking about all these gang symbols. We're gonna make a new gang shirt. That's the premise of the next one.
Gangnam style.
Is that where the word gang comes from? Because there were so many people listening to Gangnam Style that they started fighting with each other.
All I know is I want a fanny pack with Jack and Tristan's face on it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I can't contain myself. I'm sorry. I think I would love to be near anyone's fanny in a pack or otherwise.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. I think the third time I ever talked to Jack was I Facebook messaged him to ask if there was any Radio Pizza Party shirts, and he said no.
I said so no, sad. Period, and unfriended her.
Yes.
And that was it.
Can we just say, am I allowed to?
Of course.
You may speak.
Break the potential new shirt.
Yes, there is a potential new shirt.
Yeah.
That will be coming out,
potential
I would say, within the next 2 months.
Just a little bit of promo for my artistic prowess.
Yes, there's a shirt coming out.
There
photography.
Is a beautiful picture that I took of Jack and Tristan, which might be going on t-shirts.
It's possible. We haven't done the mock-ups yet. We haven't done the freeze frames.
But is all Arcteryx I can say in? Is that you will thoroughly enjoy it.
We already have the Arcteryx toques, but those are personal use. And they are very personal use. Thanks, Tori.
They're like a toque, but slightly thinner, and they're called a tube sock.
Yeah, you wear them if you rob a bank. It isn't so much it has our face on it, it has our face in it. And we robbed a bank.
How many people do you think have tried to rob a bank, put on like the wrong thing, and they just can't see?
Like, accidentally put a trash can on their head?
Yeah. Or no, maybe, also, similar question. How many people do you think have robbed a bank, put the tube, like the pantyhose over their face so their face looks all squished, but then in a police lineup, they like put them, they're squished all their faces against glass, and then they're seen. Then they get caught. Whoa. Tori just hung up
on us. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Thank you for calling in. Nick, you're still there, though, right?
Am.
Okay, what's going on in your life these days?
Well, I went and got my blood work done today.
Sweet.
And then I worked on some music, basically. I've been working on music for an upcoming animated show that hopefully I'll have something to show at the end of the year-ish.
Sick.
And then I made some music for my sister's boyfriend's live stream.
What's his live? What does he live stream?
Live streams PUBG on Facebook.
What's that?
Hey guys, it's a mobile battle royale game.
Like for your phone?
Yeah.
And he live streams it?
Yeah.
How does that work?
How does he live stream from his phone?
Some sort of magic? I don't know. I think he has an Android phone.
Do we want to plug his live stream for those ones you want to see?
Top Fun Gaming on Facebook.
Top Fun Gaming?
Top Gun.
Top Gun Gaming. That's got some.
There's a lot of.
It's a great username.
Welt. There's a lot of clout with that name.
I want to say it is. It's Tyler Bailand is his name.
Tyler Durden.
Tyler Durden.
Bailand.
Durden.
Too close.
What is this face?
Wait, that guy who's been here the whole time, Tyler Durden?
Yeah.
Didn't you see him talk a couple times earlier?
Rob Dyrdek?
Looks like Evan.
Very visual.
Evan is about to say something that's.
No one's going to reply. Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Sorry, reply all more like replying
none. I didn't know if it was happening in the room or not.
There's probably like 1 trillion things going on in your phone. So, and for our radio listeners.
Background is very loud for me.
Yeah. So, Sammy, a question for you.
For the room.
For the room as well. But for you first. You first. All right, live streaming a game. What game would you live stream?
The Sims, absolutely. I've considered it. I just don't have the money for a gaming setup. And I think my MacBook Air would like be bricked if I tried to live stream The Sims.
Fair
it's
enough.
It's like on the lowest settings right now, but I play every day.
I mean, as what an are user, I can attest. Honestly, I've tried live streaming it. Just the thing's going to explode.
What are your Sims names?
Are you asking me for all like 100 of my Sims names? I like make a new Sim every day.
What are your 3 favorite Sims names?
Oh my god.
Or do you not play favorites? You're like a mom with her kids.
You know, I don't really like to play favorites, but I am kind of really attached to a child that I recently made 2 of my Sims give birth to.
Did you lock them in a room?
Yeah, you made them?
Everything that you do in The Sims is pretty much making them, unless you like rely on their autonomy, which we know does not work. They will do nothing but like just.
Question.
This is a very philosophical.
Do you play out your real life in The Sims like that episode of Malcolm in the Middle?
No, I think that would be too much. I'd just have to step away if I did that. That's.
That was a great episode of Malcolm in the Middle, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the first thing I thought of.
What about Second Life? Sophie, did you ever play Second Life?
No, I'm a Sims. I mean, I'm a Sims girl. I was never had the money to buy Sims, but I got it on my phone when that became a thing.
We got another caller on the line.
Let's hear
what's going on.
Let's see. Hello.
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 Whoa! Natalie! Turn it up. Who's there? Is it Natalie?
Oh my goodness! Yes, it is. Of course,
Natalie!
It is.
Natalie.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Tristan. Hi. Hello, Sophie. Hello. Oh, my God, everyone. I'm just freaking out. How are you?
How's life in the old aunt?
Sammy, I do not know you personally, but I tip my hat
to you. Do
you
want to? We can be friends.
Okay, yeah. Evan, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty well myself. It's been quite an afternoon.
Afternoon.
Oh, I believe it.
How about you, Natalie?
Sorry, completely interrupted. Whatever that was. Second Life, whatever that conversation
did you play Second Life, Natalie?
No, I didn't. I played Sims.
That's an absolute shocker that you didn't play Second Life, Natalie. I'd imagine you'd be a Second Life fanatic for some reason.
I wasn't. We had dial-up for a long time. I lived in the country. I'm not sure if anyone knew this.
I had no idea.
Natalie's just a simple country girl.
I am a simple country girl.
Jack, we're reading minds tonight.
What about Club Penguin? Do we have any Club Penguin fans in the house?
I was the Puffle overlord. Do you guys have Puffles?
I'm an old school. Penguins? I'm an old school Club Penguin head.
What were Puffles?
How can you call yourself someone who played that and don't even know what those are?
You evil small man.
Did you know they shut down the servers? It's no longer a thing you can play.
Wait,
it's officially
dead?
Over. It's dead.
I feel like it spells told me that.
No.
What was that like? My friends always played this like hotel game.
Hotel Habbo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel.
Pools closed.
Jack, before we go into Habbo Hotel, can you turn up and see what's going on in our commentary?
Let's see what's happening.
Nightmare.
I'm going to shoot right again.
Oh, bad days. Bang, bang.
Boom, boom. I got the big one.
You're still talking about big things.
There's so many noises going on in my phone right now.
So, Natalie, you haven't been on the show in a hot minute. What have you been up to? What's going on? I hear you're going back to school.
I am. Do not tell my bosses. I hope they're not listening to this excuse.
Who do you think Nick is?
It is time for quarterly review.
True.
Oh, my God. I actually am getting my review coming up. So
I didn't mean to.
Maybe I'll, like, low-key drop that later. Yeah, I'm going back to school. I'm becoming a professional adult after a year of becoming a non-professional adult.
What is the program? If you want to explain to the room and also the city of Vancouver, who are all listening.
Hello, Vancouver. I miss you. I love you. It started raining today, and I thought of you.
I want that as like a sound bite. Like I want that as like my ringtone. Like,
well, good news is this will be on the radio forever.
What? That's not how that works.
I don't think that. I thought it was instantly gone.
Nick, one more little quip like that out of you, and I'm hanging up the call.
Nick, that was you. I wasn't sure if we'd be able to hear each other because we're both on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
that's not how it works, is it?
Oh.
So Natalie, what is this program that you speak of?
I am getting, it's a weird program, if I'm going to be honest. I do not know if it's a scam. Probably 50-50 chance. It's a post-degree diploma program. So, you have to have a university degree to get in, but it is a diploma.
Of what?
I don't know. Of human resources.
Ah! So you manage those humans, those pesky fellers.
Yeah, and
fellers.
You're thinking...
Will you be like Toby Natalie. From The Office?
Oh, yeah, like my goal. You're thinking, Natalie, you seem like the person human resources needs to call into the office.
If I remember correctly,
yes. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I don't particularly love how you all agreed to that, but...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is
but
Toby
think of it, now I'm on the other side.
Okay, so, sorry, Nick, what was that, Nick?
Is Toby the Scranton Strangler, yay or nay?
Yay.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
I've never seen The Office.
I don't remember that storyline.
It's like,
wait,
it's one of those like internet deep cuts. Like, look at this thing that you notice if you watch the episodes and binge it. I don't know.
What?
It's the Scranton Strangler comes up like a couple of times, and then it's like alluded to that it's Toby throughout the seasons.
But he gets strangled by the Scranton Strangler when he goes to visit him in prison.
No, he obviously got someone to set that up.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are colluding against me.
I did want to say something when you said you were going to human resources.
Okay.
humans, the most valuable resource.
That is what capitalism will lead you to believe.
Yes. Uh-oh. What if you go in there and you're like, humans aren't a resource? Love is.
But did we just walk down with this conversation?
What?
Resource humans here?
Well, human resources is a title of a department / person.
Okay.
It's a human resource management, apparently. But I feel like HR is the true name.
Oh, so you get to be the people that people title to and decide.
Yeah.
Duty.
See, this is what I was thinking. I like talking to people a lot. And I like, you know, like hearing their problems and trying to help them fix it. But I also love giving people vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect job.
You would try to give me vacation time when you like had no authority to. You're like, Tristan, just like go take a plane. Like you have the next 2 weeks paid. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true. And you're like, nah, I'm doing this for myself. You
approved.
Can go.
Okay, that's because the UBC had no oversight.
And I still got money for that. I didn't write a single article last year, and I got credit
for them
and everything.
You weren't even in my section.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway, cool. So that's me. That's my life right now.
Very cool, very cool. So, Jack, why don't you crank up that commentary?
Let's see what's going on.
See, give ourselves.
If two of our guests will get off their phones.
15 minutes after doesn't mean...
It's fine.
What is
this? Oh, this is Cody.
Hey,
this is Cody in studio. Hey. Oh, this is neat.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So that's the good place to end it. Oh, I guess we're reaching
Cody
the end of this one. Wow. Cody's my friend.
What time is it?
All right.
No joke will ever be better than that. And we can wrap. We missed the joke.
You guys want to hear a funny story about Beano?
Let's hear a funny story about
Beano.
So we were camping out in the snow the couple weeks ago, you know, on a ski trip.
Stupid idea.
And,
wait till it gets warm.
You know, yeah, we were camping in a hut. It was about minus 16 degrees and about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we were all huddled up in the hut. And I'm sleeping there in my sleeping bag, and I had my stuff sack underneath my head as a pillow, and there's like a buckle or something underneath my head. So I go to push it out of the way with my hand, and didn't realize I was a little further to the left than I thought I was, and ended up opening up the valve to Ben's sleeping pad. And next thing you know, it starts deflating. He starts going down, and I just hear him go, Evan, what are you doing? And I'm just like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I got to close the valve. And then just like go back to bed. And he's stuck there at like 3 in the morning. It's minus 16 degrees out, trying to blow up his sleeping bag or sleeping pad again. And he took it so well. He didn't hit me once.
Wow.
A champion.
He hit him 10 times.
He didn't hit him. Yeah. What if he was trying to sleep, blow up his sleeping bag, though? That would have been wild.
That would have been weirder.
That would have been weird.
What if his sleeping bag was just a life raft?
Oh, man. What if his sleeping bag was just, like, a jacket?
Whoa.
Hey, Tristan. What did he...
What's up, Nick?
I have a note here. Do you remember watching Space Jam instead of studying in Chemistry 11?
At your house?
This is getting really inside baseball here, guys.
Where? When?
No, like, it was during class. But you, like, pulled up your iPod. You're like, hey, look, Space Jam's on YouTube. And we just watched
this
it.
This is why...
Like, our teacher didn't even care.
Is it Mr. McKay?
Yeah.
We watched...
I remember.
Shout
like,
out,
what are you guys
Mr.
doing?
McKay!
You're, like, watching Space Jam? He's like, okay. All right.
And we watched Space Jam. I don't remember that.
You watched probably 45 minutes of it.
That's almost the entire movie. That movie's 120 minutes.
We watched like the good parts and then we didn't.
Evan is, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that.
You can't have water in here.
Evan. Guys, Evan is the Evan. The water is dripping from Evan's nose and mouth.
Evan is not allowed to do that. He was in the doorway.
He was in the doorway looking in, and he spat water up all over himself like a big baby.
Yeah.
Oh Evan God. Forgot how to...
Evan LeGrand.
He tried to gargle it if I die. Like he was going to bed. Is the commentary about done? Is there
the
nothing?
The commentary is done.
Is there no sound? Turn it up, Jack.
50 seconds of...
Turn up.
Oh, it just adds that.
It just adds after. End. Wow. So it's year two. What?
Do you want me to just skip back a while?
No.
Congratulations, you guys.
Why don't we go around and kind of say what we want to see going forward? Like some RPP resolutions.
RPP in 2020.
RPP in
what
2020.
Do you want to see?
So why don't we start with the people in the room, and then we'll go to... let's start with the callers, then we'll go to the people in the room. Yeah. Natalie, go first.
I have been saying this since year one, maybe. I don't know. You guys need to start a Twitter.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a Twitter.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Fair enough.
That's on us.
Yeah. Nick.
I offered to run for you last year. I'm not doing it from across the country.
Yeah, and then you moved away.
My suggestion, and it's something that I think I'm pretty much the only person that can change, is that I think you guys need a new Let's Pick a Topic theme song.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is your department.
Yeah. No, and I'm saying it on air, so I have to do it within soon.
Yeah, you do, or else... You're not coming on the show no more. I'm gonna force you to change your Twitter bio.
You better.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
To like something nicer?
No. Yeah, to like champion of RPP, not just the composer. Sammy, what do you think we need to see going forward?
I'd like it if you brought Josh Azizi back on to talk about music again because it was a really good episode.
Yeah, Josh
and
is.
I could listen to Josh talk forever.
Yeah,
Josh I agree. That was a good one.
Yeah, he's super knowledgeable. We should have him back on soon. He's so busy. He's in journalism school now. I imagine he doesn't got the time to talk to a couple of undergrad dweebs.
Sorry, before I forget, Emma says hello.
Is Emma in the room with you?
No, she went to bed.
Oh, what time is it there?
It's 10:25. Emma's weak.
Yeah.
On a Friday night?
Okay, she's also in graduate school.
More like graduate school.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got her.
Got him.
Soph Dog. Why don't you, what do you think here?
More highlighters.
More highlighters.
Yeah.
Vinegary highlighters.
Yeah.
You could get the sniffable kind. Yeah. Really
I mean, you can sniff anything.
Up.
It just might not be smell good. And, yeah.
I'd like to see more pins or hear more about your wonderful creations. Your moments of inspiration.
Trust me, Evan, you can come over and look at my wonderful creations anytime you like. That is no problem at all.
Wait, I have a really quick question. It's completely unrelated to what you were saying. It's more related to the Let's Pick a Topic thing. But do you remember what Star Wars song goes like, da, da, da?
Da, 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 da. Yeah, that one.
Oh,
From like Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, yes. What's it called?
Duel of Fate, something like that.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. How do you know that offhand?
Everybody knows that song. I just couldn't think the name.
We played it a couple weeks ago when Pavan was on.
All I could think was, oh, right. No, but I knew that was wrong.
Natalie, you don't have to say all right like you knew. You didn't listen.
No, but thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Totally fair. In terms of what I think we should do going forward, just cancel the show.
I think we should dig through some old tweets and cancel ourselves. Yeah.
Cancel this.
Yeah,
just call it out.
Cancel Tristan Wheeler.
I'm sure I
deserve
it.
Let's get hashtag cancel Tristan Wheeler trending on Facebook.
Let's build up the ammo for canceling Tristan.
I think any of his tweets
I'll start
is so unfunny.
Twitter, and then we'll immediately do cancel Tristan.
All right, team, let's
like
go.
The RPP Twitter is trying to cancel one of its hosts. That's great.
With the fan base right off the bat.
What they want.
It is what they want. I almost said race war. That's not right. Jeez.
No, they want to cancel war.
An RPP war.
RPS war, though.
I'm digging a hole. Bye.
Jack.
Yes. What do I want to see?
Yeah, what do you want to see?
I want to see more celebrity guests and less of these regular people we are forced to have on the show.
Jeez. Yeah, we start the show with Randy.
I want to see Jimmy Fallone.
If we can get Jimmy Fallon, that'd be good.
Yeah.
What if we get on
Seth Joey Meyers? Fatone? Let's start with Seth Meyers.
Yeah, I gotta start slow. Sorry, what was that, Nick?
Joey Fatone.
We could probably get Joey Fatone if he was in town.
We could probably get Tony Baloney.
Yeah.
And if you get him in studio, you have to like see if you can get away with calling him Joey Fat One once. Just once.
Like as it being like, oh sorry, I meant Fatone.
Yeah, but like you have to like it has to be super sly.
Like I'm here. We're here with Joey Fatone. Joey Fat One. I mean Fatone. And
yeah, something like
from
that.
From the Backstreet
and
Boys.
See how long it takes for him to walk out angrily.
I mean, if he's a fat one, he'd walk out slowly
and transform into his final form, the main singer from Smash Mouth.
No, is he from?
All right, guys, we got to wrap up the show. It's 7:28 here. Nick, Natalie, we're gonna have to let you go.
Love you.
Love you too.
Love you. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
They're gone.
They're gone.
They can't hear you. They'll never be able to hear you. All right. Everybody.
Thank you for another beautiful year.
Thank you
year.
Both for this
Fantastic.
Wonderful year.
Thank you for the music.
The Thank you for
we're
the
singing.
Love.
Thanks for all.
Thank you. Enjoy. Next.
Thank you so much, everybody. Next week, we'll be continuing this mistake that we call this show.
This wonderful mistake,
but
like
thank,
myself.
But thank you again for Randy doing the interview. And like super stoked for that. So if you're catching this late, we interviewed Randy from Trailer Park Boys, so you can find that on the podcast, which is on iTunes.
Yeah,
this
it
will
is.
Be up on iTunes, I think, probably later this evening.
Should be.
Tell
them.
Tell them. Rate and review us on iTunes. If you like us, follow us on Twitter, I guess. T-Bone_Wheeler. Jack is Jack_Lamming.
Yep.
We have any other Twitter?
Plug them twits.
Discofie. DISCOPHIE.
All kinds Next. Of funny colors.
At Ugly Blender, just like you think it's spelled.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great
RPP.
Night. I should probably plus play.